Well, good Tuesday morning, church. Today's lesson is in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 21. It's the closing chapter of this epistle. And the letter to the Hebrews was written to encourage people in their faith and to show that Jesus Christ is the true and final revelation of God. In today's reading from the final chapter of the letter, Christians are given instructions on how to live in ways that please God. The reading concludes with a closing prayer. All right, so let's begin. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Keep on loving one another as Christians. Remember to welcome strangers in your homes. There were some who did that and welcomed angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. Remember those who are suffering as though you were suffering as they are. Marriage is to be honored by all, and husbands and wives must be faithful to each other. God will judge those who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never leave you, I will never abandon you. Let us then be bold and say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your former leaders, those who spoke God's message to you. Think back on how they lived and died and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not let all kinds of strange teachings lead you from the right way. It is good to receive inner strength from God's grace and not by obeying rules about foods. Those who obey these rules have not been helped by them. The priest who serves in the Jewish place of worship have no right to eat any of the sacrifice on our altar. The Jewish high priest brings the blood of the animals into the most holy place to offer it as a sacrifice for sins, but the bodies of the animals are burned outside the camp. For this reason, Jesus also died outside the city in order to purify the people from sin with his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp and share his shame. For there is no permanent city for us here on earth. We are looking for the city which is to come. Let us then always offer praise to God as our sacrifice through Jesus, which is the offering presented by lips that confess him as Lord. Do not forget to do good and to help one another, because these are the sacrifices that please God. Obey your leaders and follow their orders. They watch over your souls without resting, since they must give to God an account of their service. If you obey them, they will do their work gladly. If not, they will do it with sadness, and that would be of no help to you. Keep on praying for us. We are sure to have a clear conscience because we want to do the right thing at all times. And I beg you even more earnestly to pray that God will send me back to you soon. God has raised from death our Lord Jesus, who is the great shepherd of the sheep, as a result of his blood, by which the eternal covenant is sealed. May the God of peace provide you with every good thing you need in order to do his will, and may he, through Jesus Christ, do in us whatever pleases him. And to Christ be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, the key verse for today is Hebrews 13:8, and it says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. You know, in verse 9, he says, do not let all kinds of strange teachings lead you from the right way. And in the opening verses, we're even told that Jesus Christ is the final, is the complete revelation of God's will. And so when you see or hear these new preachers, these new ministries telling you about a new and fresh revelation that they've received from God, and you need to leave the church you're in and come join them so that you can grow and be the greatest thing on earth, I guess, I don't know. We need to remember that everything that we need to know is being taught in our church where we preach the Word of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are indeed the same yesterday, today, and forever. Knowing this fills me with awe and joy, knowing that You are always with me and will be with me forever. It gives me comfort and the strength to face whatever trials may come my way. Thank You, Jesus, for loving me so. Amen. And that concludes our time today. And we just wish and pray every good blessing in your lives in Jesus' name. Amen.